Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Happy hump day to you. Hopefully we will help you get over it here on the show. And what a show it is, folks. We have made it. We have arrived. Not really, but we have arrived at episode number 100, the 100th episode of Offsides with Mark Ryan is officially here. After 100 episodes, you've made it through the introductory process, right? When you've hung out with your new wife for 100 dates, you guys have a feeling for one another at that particular time, right? You and I, we've had 100 three-hour dates together, and we're still here, and as far as I know, nobody's died, and as far as I know, most of this time has been very, very enjoyable. So episode number 100 is here. As part of our 100th episode today, we have a highlight reel. Lonzo, you did a lot of stuff on this, man. So Lonzo put together this little highlight. We've got a bunch of highlights on the show today. We also have the five-minute one somewhere here, right?
Yes.
Okay.
That would be number 11.
Number 11. Oh, okay. I got you. So we've got a five-minute highlight reel from the show today to share with you. Are the Atlanta Braves built to win the World Series this year? Steve Kuyler of Basketball Insiders with the latest on a very crazy scene in the NBA with a bunch of trades, a bunch of rumors one day ahead of the NBA draft. On tomorrow's show, Zion Williamson's high school coach, who's in New York City with Zion, is set to join the show. So we look forward to bringing that to you. And then Friday, Rick Kamla is a national television host for NBA TV. And he's on the NBA TV network. And I happen to work with him in Atlanta. He's going to be joining the show tomorrow. So lots of good stuff coming your way. Also on the show today, he's my favorite player all time in any sport, and the narrative surrounding him really pisses me off. Plus, we're going to take your wish list today. Your wish list. Lonzo's going to give his wish list. I'm going to give my wish list for the seasons of Clemson and South Carolina football. Our wish lists for the 2019 football seasons. That is coming your way at 3:20. As part of our 100th episode today, I will ask you, did ESPN Upstate make the right hire by bringing me here? Your responses, positive and negative, will be shared. How can our show get better? And when you think of this show, what's the first memory that comes to your mind? Because 100 episodes is a lot of episodes. A lot of work goes into this each and every day. Take a lot of pride in it. But, you know, it's in our business, you don't care as much whether people like you or not. You care that people listen. And I think some of you can do a really good job separating that. Like some of you I've met out in public and you've said to me, Mark, man, you really piss me off sometimes, but I can't stop listening to your show. And sometimes you hit people that don't like you and don't listen, that love you and listen. You know, and you learn in this business really, really quickly that you can't please all the people all the time. All the people some of the time, some of the people all the time, but not all the people all the time. So in any case, we've made it to 100 shows. I'm pumped about that. And Lonzo, why don't we open this with a memory from the memory bank? You know, as we begin our 100th, and it's not going to be a best of show, although we do have some highlights. We're actually going to do a regular radio show today. But I'd like to open, Lonzo, with some highlights that you have selected here. And why don't we? What are we going to open with? The first words?
The very first words that you uttered when we started this program.
Here we go.
What is going on?
Good God.
Clemson, Spartanburg. My name is Mark Ryan.
Somebody get that guy a Xanax.
ESPN Upstate with these words. Sports radio in the Upstate will never be the same. It is so freaking awesome to be here. So freaking awesome to be here. Nice to meet you. Again, my name is Mark Ryan. I come to the Upstate, to the beautiful Upstate, from Houston, Texas, where I've worked the last 2 years. Prior to that, worked afternoon drive in Tampa, Florida, as well as Atlanta, Georgia. I've also hosted in Miami, Pensacola, and Orlando, Florida. But let me tell you, I am so fired up to be right here. What an amazing opportunity. I am your new midday show host. The show is called Offsides with Mark Ryan every day right here, 1 to 4 p.m. Yours truly, and my main man Lonzo sitting directly across from me.
The first words uttered. Good God. I mean, can somebody give that guy some Valium to calm him down a little bit? Because I don't know if I can deal with hearing that guy with that level of energy for 3 hours every day.
I was more concerned with trying to figure out how to get the levels to work right. You about blew everything up right then. I was not prepared for that.
Texts already coming in. Is Offsides in studio today? Absolutely. We'll always let you know when we're not in studio, but about 95% of the time we are here in studio. So did ESPN Upstate make the right decision by bringing me here? Your takes, good and bad, we'll share them on the show because you know that we're nothing on this show if not transparent with you. All right? So tons of good stuff to get to. There's somebody in the building that feels like Clemson fans are beginning to act spoiled. And that person will be joining me in studio at 1:40. Boy, Lonzo, I'll tell you, man, I thought I was turning the corner with this sinus stuff. And then the last 2 days, I feel like I've gone right back downhill, man. And I can already tell it's like, uh-oh, you hear the voice? We just started the show, man, and the voice is already going a little bit. I don't know what to make of this, man. It's the Upstate. It's kind of like Upstate 1 and Mark Ryan 0 the last few weeks with these allergies, man.
You need to get used to it because it's going to happen around this time of year every year.
Why this time of year?
There are a couple times during the year when it happens. I don't know why.
When is the next time?
I cannot pinpoint exact dates. It's just time periods. Like when it first starts getting warm, right around now, and then really it usually hits me and a lot of people I know in August. So
in August.
Yes.
Oh, that sucks, man. So August is probably like the beginning of fall, I guess.
Oh, no. Not here. It's not.
No. But it wouldn't make sense. It's normally like spring and fall, like when things are, you know, when things are blooming. Summertime, normally it's not the worst time. But for whatever reason, man, this is killing me.
I blame it on kudzu.
What's that?
I just wanted to say because I knew you didn't know what kudzu is.
I have no idea what that means.
You have no idea what kudzu is.
No, none.
You've lived here how long and you haven't seen kudzu?
What the hell is that, man?
It's a plant.
Oh, and it blooms
everywhere.
And it causes problems?
Yes, everywhere.
Okay.
Kudzu, it doesn't bloom.
I've never heard of that.
Do you know what the blob is? Remember the old movie, The Blob?
Yeah, I do.
Kudzu is basically the blob.
It's planted. And it's everywhere?
It's everywhere.
It's ubiquitous? It's everywhere we
there's
look?
There's none right here, but I'm sure you couldn't drive probably 5 minutes and not see some. You've probably seen it, you didn't know. It's green, but it's everywhere.
Okay. So Lonzo, did ESPN Upstate make the right decision by hiring me?
I knew you were going to ask me that question. And
of course, let
me be diplomatic about this. This is my time slot, so it doesn't really matter.
What's that?
I work from 1 to 4 on ESPN,
so it
doesn't really matter who's in here.
But, yeah, you're still not answering the question, though. Check on the text line. Congratulations to you guys on 100 amazing episodes. It's not just a radio show. It's a radio revolution. Keep up the great work. Signed, Jimmy the Greek.
By the way, if I hated the show and hated you, I would do everything I could to be off of the show. but you know, I'm having fun for the most part. No, we're not going to get along every day.
Yeah, but where's the fun in that? That still wasn't the question. Yeah. That still wasn't the question. The question was, did ESPN Upstate make the right hire?
All right, I will tell you this. I had a conversation with the powers that be. Probably the first show, or maybe after the first week, I went in and said, "Yeah, you made the right hire." Doesn't matter what I think.
Then in the 20 weeks since then, he has said, "I immediately retract the previous statements." No, I'm just kidding, man.
I'm not going to try to subvert and do things like that. But yeah, they made the right hire.
I appreciate that, man. I appreciate it a lot. And your takes on that are welcome over the course of the program today as well. So tons of great stuff to get to. There was some major breaking news in the NBA today, plus a couple of things in baseball that need to go the way of the dodo bird. I'm going to tell you all about all of those things coming up next when episode number 100 of Offsides continues right here on ESPN Upstate.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan, episode number 100 here. Great to be here with you today. Check on Twitter where Lonzo has said, "I've survived 100 episodes of Offsides with Mark Ryan," or has he survived 100 episodes with me? Either way, we're going to have fun today. Thomas Guzik wants us to know we haven't survived yet. You got a high school buddy from Ohio, Lonzo, who said the people listening probably used the word endure as opposed to surviving. And Casey Helderman, she is dropping the champagne. Congratulations on 100 shows. Casey, thanks so much, and thanks for being an active participant in the show. You know, we call our show the most interactive sports show in South Carolina, and my job has been and will continue to be to show you that that's not just lip service, that I view the show as the parties at our house, at ESPN Upstate's house, but you guys make the party, and you guys make the party better. And without you guys, what fun is the party? I can throw a great party, and if no one's there to enjoy it, if a tree falls in the woods and no one hears it, doesn't make a sound, right? So we are building this thing, and we are growing this thing, and we're going to continue to do it, but it warms the cockles of my heart when I see the text line completely filled with texts, when I see you guys chiming in via the phone, when I'm getting emails to the show every single day, when the tweets are coming in, the calls are coming in. It's growing, and it's exciting, and I really, really want to thank you guys for putting up with me for the first 100 episodes and also helping us become what my vision for this show was, that we would be the most interactive sports show in the upstate. So anyway, here's Lonzo and I talking about when we met and how that went down.
Just so pumped up to be here, Lonzo. The brilliant world of live radio had me meeting you, the producer that I'm going to be working with on an ongoing basis here. You and I met exactly. Are you ready for this? You and I met for the first time an hour and 14 minutes ago.
See,
how are you, Lonzo?
I'm good. I lost the bet, though, because I thought we'd be meeting each other now, like on the air.
Alonzo, this is really great what you did today, man. I mean, like, I've got all these show highlights, and I didn't even expect you were going to have them. And I feel like Lonzo gave me, like, a little birthday present here today, man. I'm kind of touched, honestly, man. I know, you know, by telling you that, you'll never do it again. But I've got, like, 6 or 7 show highlights to play today, man. This is fantastic. Thank you.
You're welcome. It's momentous. If you remember, I'm the dummy who said, hey, are we going to celebrate on certain numbers of episodes? So I gave the work to myself. So that's fine.
Coming up at 2 o'clock, at 2 o'clock this afternoon, we're going to play a 5-minute highlight reel featuring a montage that Lonzo's put together of the show over the first 100 episodes. So we look forward to bringing that to you. Earlier today in the NBA, Mike Conley was traded from the Memphis Grizzlies to the Utah Jazz. Jazz getting better. He was traded for Kyle Korver and a bag of potato chips. No, just kidding. Kyle Korver, Jay Crowder, Grayson Allen, the Jazz's first round pick this year, number 23, and a future first round pick. We're going to talk to Steve Kyler about this and other major moves rumored to be happening in the National Basketball Association. He's going to be joining us at 2:35 today. But a quick take on this particular move today. I like it really for both teams. From Memphis's standpoint, they have right now, Memphis has the youngest owner, coach, and general manager combination in league history. Ready to feel like a loser, Lonzo? Because I feel like a loser as well. Memphis's owner is 41 years old, which means he's younger than me and he's younger than you. Their GM is younger than that and their coach is younger than that. All right. And they're going with a major, major, major youth movement throughout the National Basketball Association, throughout that particular team. So they're going to go with Ja Morant, and they're going to be out with Mike Conley. And so Mike Conley in this youth movement doesn't fit, and you replace a player that doesn't fit. You replace a player that doesn't fit with three first-round picks when you include Grayson Allen, who was drafted with a first-round pick last year. So to get three first-round picks for a guy over the hill, past his prime, that doesn't fit what you're doing, that's a win-win, man, for Memphis. That is huge. That is massive. And then also from Utah's standpoint, how did Toronto do what they just did to win the NBA title? They got people to go there against their will. Right? Nobody wanted to freeze their butts off in Toronto. Nobody looked at Toronto as a destination. No one wants to pay their damn taxes in Toronto. Nobody wanted to go there. So what do? They trade for people against their will, and now you don't have a choice. Now you're going to play in Toronto no matter what. And so they draft Pascal Siakam. No choice but to go there. They side Fred VanVleet, an undrafted free agent. No choice but to go there. They trade for Kawhi, no choice. They trade for Marcus Gasol, no choice. They trade for Serge Ibaka, no choice but to go there. No choice whatsoever. And that's how they built their NBA championship team. Utah faces a similar issue. And Utah, let me tell you folks, is a beautiful place. If I'm an NBA player, Utah is one of the first places that I'd want to go. Not one of the last places I'd want to go. We were talking yesterday about how I feel New Orleans, the Big Easy, is a great fit for Zion Williamson, even though he might not realize it yet. Like the culture of that city, he's a kid from the South. They're from the South. By the way, I don't know if you saw this, Lonzo, but Popeyes is putting out an 82-inch box that is filled with 70-something pieces of chicken, 11 servings of fries, and 11 biscuits, and it's 82 inches just for the draft, one store in New Orleans in honor of Zion Williamson. This is a story you can see right now on ESPNUpstate.com. One store in New Orleans, one Popeyes store, an 82-inch box for $74.99. Okay, the length of Zion Williamson's wingspan.
I was wondering what the 82 inches had to... Okay, all right. So I wonder wonder how...
Was that a dirty joke?
No, it was not.
I think that was a dirty
it
joke.
It was not.
I swear I just heard a dirty joke from you coming out.
No, not 82 inches. So how much would something like that cost, though?
$74.99.
You said
$74,
okay.
And I think I'm going to make a trip just to go there.
Can you leave now?
Programming news: I will not be here tomorrow because I will be getting my 82 inches of Popeyes on. It is going to be tremendous, and I can't wait to have it. But moral of the story is, I classify cities as being easy and hard. Right? Either everything is easy or everything is hard in a given city. In Atlanta and Houston, two places I've lived, Everything is hard. Hard to get around, hard to find things, hard to get stuck in traffic, so on and so forth. Here, everything is easy. In New Orleans, everything is easy. And so I think it's a great fit for Zion Williamson. I think Mike Conley doesn't realize this yet, but I think Utah is a great fit for him. And you go to a spot like Toronto, you go to a spot like Utah, and you get there and you're kicking and screaming because you didn't want to be there. And then you say, well, wait a minute. My life just got better. I kind of like it out here in Utah. These mountains are pretty cool, man. Like not being stuck in traffic for an hour and a half every day, like I was in Houston to go 10 miles, hour and a half to go 10 miles every day. That's kind of cool. I'm kind of down with that, man. I really, really am. So anyway, I like the trade for Utah. I think they get better. And the top three at three today, we're going to reveal my current Western Conference power rankings based on where we are today. But I think it obviously makes Utah better. And I love it for Memphis. It's the rare trade where you really like it for both teams. You really like it for both teams. The other thing I want to get to, did you see this the other day? The St. Louis Cardinals were in a game, and their opponent puts on this stupid shift, okay? And I need to say that again so you're not thinking I'm saying a bad word here. It's called the shift, right, in Major League Baseball. And, you know, they shift the whole side of the infield to one side. And Matt Carpenter, who's a pitcher for the Cardinals, steps up to the plate, and they've got the shift on, and he's a left-handed batter, and there's nobody at third base. And you never see this in Major League Baseball, right? You never, ever see this. So Matt Carpenter steps to the plate. The shift is on. Here's what happens.
Carpenter against the shift. Nobody there. Why not take two? It'll be the shortest double of his career standing up. Unbelievable. Why not, Bud?
Screw the shift. I mean, really. I mean, I hate that. And, you know, not enough hitters know how to do that against it, and not enough hitters know how to bunt against it. But can we just say, ladies and gentlemen, can we flush the shift from Major League Baseball? Would that be all right? Would that be okay with you? Because it kind of ruins the game, man. You shouldn't be able to line up eight guys on one side of the field, and now a left-handed hitter has nowhere to go with the pitch, right? You shouldn't be able to do that. And so people will tell you, well, just learn to hit the opposite way, right? Just learn to hit the opposite way. Well, it's really difficult to do that, folks. If you've got, let's say you got a left-handed power hitter on the mound, in the batter's box. Let's say you got David Ortiz in there, right? And he always pulls the ball. So you push everyone to the right side of the infield and the outfield, right? You got six guys over there. There's nowhere for him to hit the ball except outside, out of the park. The problem is, if the pitcher throws the pitch inside, it's virtually impossible for David Ortiz to hit the ball anywhere but to the right side of the infield, right? So that's what pitchers do nowadays. They put the shift on to a right-handed hitter. They might shift everybody to the left side of the infield. And they put the shift on, and then they jam them inside, and every pitch goes to that side. And it's weak sauce, man. It's weak. My solution to this is the following. You have people play in design zones, in design areas. If you're in third base, if you're a third baseman, you've got to play in this box. If you're in shortstop, you've got to play in this box. You keep everyone, they can move around a little bit within that box, right? But they've got to remain in that box. And that creates areas of the infield where there will always be base hits, and that's okay. That's okay. I don't think you should be able to shift and take away a complete side of the field, man. I mean, it doesn't make any sense to me. So when Matt Carpenter steps up to the plate and they've got the shift on, and they've got a shift on against a pitcher, for crying out loud. I mean, how weak is that? I love it when he does this.
Carpenter against the shift. Nobody there. Why not take two? It'll be the shortest double of his career standing up. Unbelievable. Why not, Bud?
Email coming in, Lonzo, from my old man. Hi, Mark. Kudos to you and Lonzo on achieving number 100. That is awesome. That's an awesome milestone. In the long off season before football, known as the dead zone, you've made this an exciting, entertaining, and informative time. I can't wait to hear what you do with football season approaching us. This is going to be really epic fun moving forward. Lonzo, what's wrong?
I think you know what's wrong. It has nothing to do with what's on air. No. Our 100th episode is really being momentous behind the scenes.
No, yeah, there's a lot going on behind the scenes right now that you can't see.
But thanks to your dad, appreciate that, and we'll see if we make it through this thing unscathed.
Yeah, today. No, but anyway, Lonzo, seriously, to you too as well, thank you very, very much for all you do on the air. I know our listeners, you guys as our listeners, can probably hear when Lonzo and I are having good days. You can probably hear when Lonzo and I are having bad days. But I want you to know that regardless of whether what day Lonzo and I are having between each other, that his effort on the show is always outstanding, even if he and I aren't getting along on that particular day. So like every day, like today, I got a cut sheet from Lonzo with 15 different clips on it, some of which I've asked for, some of which I didn't, some of which are a pleasant surprise. He does that every single day of the show. And we need that to be a great show. You need a cut sheet, in my opinion, to have a great show. It's part of having a great show, and you need it, right? And he also provides some ideas. He sends me clips every single day that he thinks I should listen to. We talk about the show, and he always puts in our promos for the next day, and he puts together montages for different things that we have going on, and I really, really appreciate that. So, Lonzo, I know you'd rather me yell at you, but in this particular moment, you know, we'll save the yelling for 5 minutes from now, okay? In this particular moment, I want to let you know on episode 100 how much I appreciate genuinely all the stuff you do for the show every single day, including stuff that people can't necessarily hear, but makes our show better. So thank you very much for that.
You're welcome. I feel very uncomfortable right now. And no, I do not want a hug.
Okay, no hugs. I promise you that. Text line. Mark, glad you're here in the upstate. Hope you really do love it here and stay till you croak. Kevin in Greer. I hope I stay here till I croak as well, Kevin. Thank you so very much. All right. Up next, somebody in the building says you Clemson fans are beginning to act spoiled, and we need to get to the bottom of that garbage. We'll do that next, right here on episode 100 of the most interactive sports show in South Carolina. You're Offsides with Mark Ryan on ESPN.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
And upstate. My question for you, did ESPN Upstate make the right hire in bringing me here? Your thoughts welcome, positive and negative. We will get to them all right here on ESPN Upstate. So Diddy is a significant show contributor here on ESPN Upstate. He's got a blog that's going to be released each and every Wednesday, Inside the Mind of Diddy. A lot of baseball, not all baseball, I think. And he's been he and I have been kicking around some different ideas on the show this week. And he gave one, he provided one today that I wanted to bring to you guys. Basically, Diddy, I didn't want to be the one having to do the splaining on the air, okay? If you're going to come out with this, I think you need to splain it. You got some splaining to do, okay? Some mansplaining. You got some mansplaining to do about this because these have been known to be fighting words to Clemson fans, so I will let you introduce this observation that you've had of late.
Well, and look, I'll start with the fact that, yes, you are right. I am a Gamecock fan. I went to Carolina, but that's nothing to do with this whatsoever. And honestly, this really isn't a degradation towards Clemson or their fans.
Listen, but, never soft it. Never soften it. Swing for the fences. Big poppy this thing, okay?
I just think there might be a little bit of title fatigue going on here in the upstate, in Tigertown. It's not as fervent as it was. The fever pitch is a little bit down. I moved back 3 years ago now, right after they lost to Alabama, and was here through the first championship, then the playoff berth, and then the second championship again last year. And it just seems that now they're kind of maybe turning into Alabama around here, because there's not all these, you know, cars just decked out with the flags and the magnets and everything like there was 2 years ago and even last year. I know it's June, but that didn't ever stop Clemson fans the last handful of years during their height of success from being, you know, as obnoxious as possible, which they should be when you have the best team in the country. It just seems like there might be a little bit of title fatigue, maybe some spoiled nature. Yeah,
so
here
you're calling Clemson fans spoiled, and you believe Clemson fans are beginning to act spoiled with their behavior. So you were seeing a lot of gear, a lot of paraphernalia. I still see, and I've been critical of South Carolina fans. Yeah. Diddy, on a majority of days, you're the only person I ever see wearing garnet or black.
Yeah.
Okay?
That's fair.
You're the only, on a majority of days, and that is
He's
still,
colorblind. He that, can't see garnet
that,
and black.
That is absolutely still the case. I'm still not seeing it.
He was wearing purple the other day, and he said it was garnet. So don't listen to any of it.
Well, so this guy across the way from me here, if in his heart of hearts, if you asked Lonzo, what thing do you regret saying on the air the most in the 100 episodes that you guys have had together? It would have been the one thing that I've never let him live down. Yeah. And he tries to say I'm misrepresenting him, but this was exactly what he said. I said, why don't you wear your South Carolina gear? Why don't you wear it? And he said, well, because it's humiliating. I don't want to get humiliated by people. Right? That's what he said, right?
I mean,
In the upstate, you've got Clemson fans who are easily seen, and you've got South Carolina fans who are in plain clothes, hiding in plain sight. That's what it's become.
And I think what the difference is to me is that I was here through high school and into college, so from the early 2000s on, and saw what it was already back then. And when they were a mediocre program with Tommy Bowden, you know, there was still the amount of orange I'm seeing right now, is what I'm saying. It doesn't seem to be as fever pitched as it was. And again, even in June, but that's also the same answer as why you're not seeing Carolina gear, is because we have nothing to be excited about yet until they maybe show us something. And then we can start getting excited if they win some games. But right now, it's just not the time to be stoked in June for the football season that might be really abysmal with the schedule that they have to play.
Well, so South Carolina fans, they're hiding in shame.
A little bit.
And Clemson fans, we're so dominant, we don't even need to wear our gear
They
anymore.
Laughed off.
We expect to be kicking your tails every single
day. They laughed off the Trevor Lawrence comment about not missing a bowl game because, you'd expect now, because they've gotten to where they are, that he's going to be in a playoff game every single – well, maybe not. Tim Tebow didn't always play in a BCS bowl. He played – I think his last one was the Gator Bowl, wasn't it, or Capital
and
One Bowl.
And he is the best college player of
all
time.
And he played in it. So you're laughing it off because you're thinking, oh, playoff. But let's see what his answer is if he's a junior, has won a couple championships, is about to get drafted, and they're, you know, maybe have a subpar season, lose two games, and are playing in the Russell Athletic Bowl.
I'll tell you the scary thing for Dabo Swinney right now.
Yeah,
I think winning the ACC is no longer a successful season for Clemson.
No, not at all.
And that's a scary place to be. When Steve Spurrier felt like that at Florida, he left Florida.
Exactly.
Because he said, look, we went to the Orange Bowl this year. We went 10-2.
Yep.
And I got to hear about oh, you guys only beat Maryland by 24 touchdowns in your bowl game, and we were 10-2 this year. We had a great year, but everyone's moping around out here like their heads are down. Clemson is now in that place. 10-2 this year would be a massive failure.
Oh, yeah.
A massive failure. I mean, if you're a Clemson fan, what's success to you this year? Is it national championship or bust? Is an ACC championship a success? Is a playoff berth, it's in and of itself, a success? Because with success, unfortunately, in college football, breeds expectations. And I always say, Diddy, a B grade on a report card in some households is met with a party.
Yeah.
In other households, it's met with a spanking.
Yeah.
Right? And expectations do a lot of tricky things for you. Let's get to Doug, who's up next. Doug, thanks for hanging on, and thanks for the call, bud. You're offsides. Go ahead.
Hey, no problem. Congratulations on 100 shows, man.
Man, thank you so much. What do you think of it? How are we doing, honestly?
I love it. I drive for a living, so I'm in the car, you know, the majority of my day, and I never listened to sports talk radio until really you started on the air. Well, Sturge can thank you, too, because I started listening to his show after y'all.
I really appreciate the kind words, Doug. Thank you so much for making that happen, man. And if you could do me one small favor, tell one friend about us. I'd really appreciate that.
Oh,
all right. All right. So what do you got? So Diddy is in here today, puffing out his chest. All right. Saying like, I'm a South Carolina grad and Clemson fans are spoiled. All right. He's coming out here with this nonsense. What do you take? What's your take on that, Doug?
I am a lifelong Clemson fan, and it pains me to say I kind of agree with him. Wow. I'm on a lot of Clemson websites, TigerNet and such, and fan boards, and you just listen to the way that the average Clemson fan is carrying themselves now, and it's kind of boring for me to listen to them. They give me a headache. It's, you know, they're turning into the people that they've claimed to hate all these years.
So wait a minute, Doug. You are saying right now, and I felt this before on the radio, guys, I felt, man, at the end of a show, I'm kind of sick of myself right now. You know,
yeah.
I've said that to myself before.
I'm trying to refrain from saying that.
Doug is basically saying, I'm sick of myself right now. All of you people who claim to be in my family, I'm over you guys. So what's driving you that way, Doug?
Well, I think a lot of fans nowadays, and because we've had the success that we've had going on, you know, a decade, a lot of the younger fans don't remember what it was like, you know, in the late 90s, the early 2000s, when we were winning 3 games, getting beat down in the bowl games we did go to, when we played Virginia Tech and just got drug up and down the field by Michael Vick, and that Syracuse team in like 97, 98 that just beat the crap out of us in the Gator Bowl. I think a lot of the fans today don't remember those years. All they know is, you know, going for the playoffs and winning ACC championships and going toe-to-toe with the Bamas and the Auburns and everybody of the world and putting up 44 points in the national championship game. I feel like a lot of these, I would say younger fans, but even some of the older fans have just started riding those coattails and forgetting where we came from.
And you know, I think, Doug, to that point, there is such a greater appreciation for winning when you've been in the toilet bowl for a number of years, right? And I think, you know, that's why you saw a sense of joy when LeBron brought the title back to Cleveland. 44 years of no titles for that city before he did that. You know, Diddy, when I went to Florida, the first thing that I learned there was my expectation was that we were playing in the national championship game.
Yeah.
My first 2 years there, we were playing in a national championship game. And then when that's ripped ahead of you, ripped away from you, it feels like what you've been entitled to has been taken away. And I think to Doug's point, to any new Clemson fan, to any Clemson student right now, there's got to be a sense of spoiled entitlement setting in, right?
Yeah, and honestly, I'm not saying it's a bad thing. Like, lucky you. I would take that in a heartbeat at Carolina right now. We got spoiled after winning a couple 11-win seasons and not even making a BCS. Like, I would take being title fatigued from winning 2 national championships over the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Well, and the other thing is this. We looked at the 15 best dynasties in college football last week. And what I looked at the length of time that the dynasties went on, and I found that the average dynasty among the 15 best in the history of the sport lasted 10.2 years.
Yeah.
Now, by my estimation, Clemson's dynasty is entering year 8. I start year 1 when they went 11-2, and then they had a run of 11-2 seasons that began this level of dominant play for Clemson athletics. If you list only the first year they made the playoff, the first year of the playoff, were they in the first year of the playoff?
Second year
of the playoff.
They were in the top six the first year.
Yes, top six the first year. Thank you. If you start at the first year they made the playoff, this is year five of the dynasty. If you start it when they started going 11-2, this is the eighth year of the dynasty. But either way you slice it, the dynasty is coming to an end sooner rather than later if this dynasty is like all the other dynasties in college football. Right.
Yeah, and it can go a lot of different ways as far as reasoning for that, but historically, that's what you have to expect. And again, it's not necessarily a bad thing overall if you're a fan, because you got to be a part of that. And a lot of fan bases in especially college football don't have that opportunity. So the title fatigue is what it is, I guess. But you got to admit it's there. I could sit on the corner right here at Woodruff and Garlington and not see any cars just decked out in orange. It was like tailgate day every single day for the last couple of years, and that's just kind of how it goes. You saw it at Florida. I'm sure they see it out in Tuscaloosa. They've seen it probably in other cities that they have these college teams that get successful for a long run.
Are Clemson fans generally behaving in a manner of spoiled entitlement inside the mind of Diddy? right here today on the show. Diddy, good stuff. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon, now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T, or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, get ready for the second annual Bourbon and Bacon Fest. What's not to like there? September 27th at Revel Event Center in downtown Greenville. Sample over 125 different bourbons while enjoying bacon-themed bites from some of your favorite upstate restaurants, all while supporting our friends at Upstate Warrior Solution, who works to connect veterans and their families to various resources and improve their quality of life. You can text BACON to 72341 for more info. That's BACON to 72341. I'm going to spare you on the bourbon side, Lonzo, but I think you would agree with me. Bacon makes everything better. They even put bacon in ice cream now. Makes everything better, man. Everything better. It's like cheese. I mean, cheese or bacon. We're going to save that for either or, okay? I want you to think about that.
Man, that's hard.
Want to give you, if you had to pick one, which side would you choose? But in any case, the second annual Bourbon and Bacon Fest, September 27th at Revel Event Center in downtown Greenville. Hey, how about this, huh? South Carolina, in my opinion, just landed their Hunter Renfro. Chapman High School wide receiver Ben Rollins is 5'9 and 150 pounds, soaking wet. But he is quick as hell and had a chance to impress South Carolina's football coaches last week in their 7-on-7 in 7-on-7 play, and he did just that. He has now committed to the South Carolina Gamecocks, and I think, the likes of Julian Edelman and Wes Welker in the NFL, and people seeing what the Patriots have done with the Chris Hogans of the world and so on and so forth, that's made guys like Dabo Swinney give Hunter Renfro a chance. And then when Will Muschamp sees what Hunter Renfro's doing to his team, it makes you give guys like Ben Rollins a chance. And here's a guy, very, very unheralded, not getting a scholarship, is entering the football team as a preferred walk-on. And you watch, man. You watch. Not this year, but probably next year, that dude's going to really start making an impact on the football field. He's got to get the weight up from about 150 to about at least 175. But he was paired with an 1,100-yard wide receiver in high school and two 1,000-yard rushers on offense. And last year, he had 43 catches for 745 yards and 8 touchdowns. Look, man, if you can play, you can play. Even if you're a small white guy wide receiver. And the Patriots have proven just that. All right, up next, it's time to play Either Or Plus, a 5-minute highlight reel from our show in the first 100 episodes. This is Offsides with Mark Ryan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.